Blog Talk Radio.
Asking I shall receive, calling my guide, come forth, teacher, will he me go with him? I listen, universe, help me fill my dream.
Everyone, and welcome to Luana Morgan Radio. Today I've got a wonderful show and two wonderful guests. I've got Linda Shea and Linda, Dolphin Ambassador, spiritual teacher, dolphin energy healer, and founder of Dolphin Heart World is no stranger to us. We actually did an amazing mini-series just a couple of weeks ago where Linda did some amazing work along with the wonderful dolphins. In spreading love, joy, and light to everyone. So, Linda, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Luana. It's great to be back.
And what is even better, today Linda brought someone special, and they're actually going to be hosting the show together. And it's Linda's better half, and his name is David. And so it's the first time David is going to be joining Linda, obviously. David is the Chief Operating Officer of Love and Joy. He's also a teacher and dolphin ambassador. He is Linda's beloved husband and partner in this sacred work. So it's going to be a phenomenal show, not just love and joy, but lots of sparks are going to fly today. Wonderful energy, and I'm so happy to have both of you on the show to give you a little bit of a background here on David. David actually has led a varied life. He started out as a physicist, but a series of paranormal and mystical experiences set him on a different path. He became a passionate student of psychology, philosophy, spirituality, and mysticism. This has led him into a career of teaching transformational seminars on healing. After Linda's awakening in early 2003, David participated as a student in the first dolphin healing heart pod. Upon receiving his fourth dolphin attunement, David's passion for teaching rose to the surface. It became clear to Linda and David that they were meant to teach dolphin school together. So that is absolutely wonderful, and we are the lucky recipients today on Friday afternoon, where we get to actually get a bit of their teachings. And the show today is going to be a little bit different. What I plan to do today is have Linda and David actually take over the next couple of minutes and lead the entire program. I may just come in ever so often, say a couple of words, but it's predominantly today we've got wonderful dolphin ambassadors, Linda and David, and of course, the wonderful dolphins of love, joy, and light.
Hi, Luana. Thank you so much for that beautiful introduction.
Thank you, Luana. Hello. Nice
Hi.
To meet you.
Thank you, David.
It is a beautiful experience for me, too. I was guided to invite David to do this show with me. David was on my journey. You know, he was the witness of my whole seven-year journey right from the beginning. And he's played such a role, and he played such a huge role in the creation of our Dolphin School program. And we traveled and taught together for 8 years, very intensively. And then now this year, as I said in our earlier shows, Dolphin Heart World is in the process of reconfiguring and restructuring so that we can offer this program in a new way. And David kind of went behind the scenes for a while and was helping at the technical end with all of that. But Dolphin School is about to come into form again, and it's time for him to step forward in a public role again. So I'm very delighted to have you with me, David.
Thank you, sweetie.
And it's really fun, David. I wrote about how we met in my book, Dolphin Love from Sea to Land, and so many people who read that book, when they call us for the first time or email us for the first time, they say, I feel like I already know you. We had a woman call yesterday, and David answered the phone, and she said, I feel like I already know you. David has his own chapter in my book. So so if anybody wants to know that story, it's a really fun story as to how we met. So, David.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi, sweetie.
So the topic for today is self-love.
Yes.
And this has been very, very... Oh, but you know what? Before we get into that, you wanted to talk a little bit about your recent Hawaii trip.
Yes, yes. I just recently came home from a beautiful 10-day trip to the Big Island of Hawaii. It was the first time in 6 years that I was able to go back and swim with my beloved Hawaiian dolphin spinner family there. It was an incredible, incredible experience. Every moment felt like I was completely welcomed and embraced by every aspect of that trip. And what I want to share is the first couple days, the very first time I drove down to the bay where my whole dolphin journey began way back in 1996. I went down to that bay on the first morning, and usually what you have to do there is swim out a half mile to meet the dolphins, if you're lucky enough to have them in the bay that day. Well, I got down there and parked my car, and driving in to park my car, I saw the dolphins already so close into shore. It was incredible. And I got into the water and was still adjusting my mask. I still wasn't even really ready to get my head under the water. And a baby dolphin came and swam right up to me. I was just inside, just at the shore, and it swam right up. It was such a surprise. And what I noticed, what I reflected on when I came back home from that trip is for the first several days, who came to meet me were the juvenile, the young ones. And it occurred to me that all of the dolphins that were born since the time that I was there last 6 years ago came to meet me in those first days in the water. And that was such a precious, precious experience. It was just beautiful. So, yes, I definitely wanted to bring their live, present, yummy energy into the call to start. So thanks for asking about that.
And what were some of the gifts you came home with?
Well, one, my travel companion, David did not come with me on this trip. He stayed home and kind of took care of business. And I was invited, actually, to go to Hawaii with a podmate of ours. She's a woman who, a beautiful woman, who was the very first person to receive all 6 dolphin attunements remotely, actually. She lives in Southern California. And she had planned this trip and invited me to join her, and we met for the first time when I picked her up at the airport on the Big Island. So that was very special. She's a dancer. So early, early, early in the morning, I woke up in the morning and I saw her out on our lanai, up in the over, at the tree line, looking out at the ocean, dancing, even before we went down and swam with the dolphins every day. So dancing came back to me in my life, which is, it's such an important part of me. It really feeds my soul to move my body in that fluid way. So since I've been home, David, you and I turn on the stereo in our living room and we dance. That has been a magnificent gift to come back into my life that I'm so happy about.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. We always, you know, when we would do a weekend, a dolphin school weekend, we would always begin every day with the entire group dancing and rocking out to very, you know, just to modern music that has a spiritual feeling to it. And it's funny that we got out of the habit of doing that, and now we're back.
Yeah, so that's been great. And the other gift was the dolphins highlighted to me an area of my relationship to myself in which I was not in self-love. There was a morning that I got out of bed and I went to the mirror, and immediately I started looking at myself and noticing my wrinkles and noticing my hair, that it wasn't doing what I wanted it to do, and noticing the places on my body that weren't as tight as I would like them to be.
we're getting to the real stuff here.
But it was so interesting because on a scale of self-love, I think that I'm functioning pretty high there. I think that I really do have a high level of self-love and appreciation and acceptance. But in this one area, all of a sudden I was engaged in that activity, and the dolphins, it's like the dolphin said, wake up. Look at what you're doing. Look at these thoughts that you have about yourself, that you're affirming over and over and over again, and notice the energy, the frequency that's entering into your body with every single critical thought. Notice that. It was shocking. It was shocking. And in that moment when the light bulb went on for me, it completely shifted. And they gave me a number of ways to be in a new relationship with my body and things to do every day to send, to be in love with my body and to tell my body how much I love and appreciate it. And that has made, that little simple thing has made such a difference. So that the theme for me, you know, was self-love. I had a way to go there. So that kind of leads into the theme for today's call.
Yeah.
So, David, you have been beginning to offer brand new sessions. David is a channel of a very beautiful dolphin spirit that I have mentioned in the earlier shows, and he has his own chapter too in the book. His name is Archie. Archie is the spokes dolphin of a spiritual council of dolphins and whales who lead us in this work. And Archie first came to David when he did his first dolphin school weekend way back in 2003 and introduced himself. David, I'd like you to introduce the listeners to Archie and talk just a little bit about the sessions that you're giving now.
Well, Archie came in at the same time that it became clear that we were going to be creating and teaching Dolphin School together. And for all those years, I would channel Archie whenever we needed guidance on what we were giving to our podmates, really. And so, and he came through with very, very specific instructions, often specific practices and processes, and also a lot of personal guidance. And up until really a couple of months ago, I had never felt a desire to offer sessions with Archie for the public. I had occasionally in Dolphin School, there were a few times when he came through, but really he was our own personal guide. And it came in a couple months ago, maybe it's time for Archie to play a bigger role and to touch more people more directly, more personally. And this was actually, again, initiated by a podmate who just wrote in out of the blue and said, can I have a session with Archie? And when she did, I tuned into my guidance and got a yes. And I just decided, okay, well, we'll see how this goes. And if it seems like this is valuable to her, then that'll be a sign to begin offering sessions with Archie for whoever wants them. And she loved her session. And we decided to go ahead and actually announce this. And so we did a channeling with Archie. What do you want to call your sessions that you're doing? And they became journeys of discovery with Archie. And he was very clear. And I realized my resistance to channeling is that Archie's not about giving people answers. he's not about, you know, really answering questions, giving answers. He is always after radical change in this moment. And so, and he, in this initial channel, he said, the answers that people receive from another are not as valuable to them as the answers that they discover themselves. Even if those answers are coming from a beautiful dolphin, such as myself. And so these sessions, and I've done, I don't know, like 15 of them in the last few weeks, have been, each one has been a really a journey to the depths of the heart of each person, where there is dialogue and there's also these very, very profound healings that occur. But what seems to have been a theme through many of the sessions is this same issue of self-love and of literally how we treat ourselves on a moment-by-moment basis. And so that's really become something that both you and I have gotten very more conscious of. And what's been interesting is that a lot of the people that do these sessions really are far along on their spiritual path. They really are people who have been serious light workers, serious, you know, they've done many workshops, they've done sessions with other channels, they've done many, many things. And they're very, very beautiful people. Mm-hmm. And they're very, very dedicated to bringing love and, you know, light to the world. And so often they're giving it to everybody except themselves. So often we find, and Archie found, and I go out during the sessions. I don't go completely out, but he kind of later lets me know what I need to know about what happened in that session. But at any rate, this has just really been a theme where I've been become so aware of the ways in which we're unkind and even cruel to ourselves.
Whenever I had that experience of myself looking at myself in the mirror and being critical, one of the things that they told me or showed me was the Dr. Emoto work with water and the positive words crystallizing the water into beautiful patterns and the negative words creating chaos and darkness in the patterns on the water. Well, our bodies are 87 or something like that percent water. So every unkind, unloving thought that we generate towards ourselves creates that dissonance inside our bodies. It just became so clear to me. And this is something dolphins, they can't relate to this.
They're so surprised to see us doing this to ourselves.
They don't live there. That's not their way of thinking or being being in the world.
And so often someone would say in a session, sometimes this would come out, you know, when they were talking to me before Archie came in, I know what I should be doing and I'm not doing it. Or that really says it. I know what I should be doing. I know what I have to do, but some part of me doesn't want to do that. And
then we have, you know, I'm not enlightened enough, I'm not clairvoyant enough, I'm not feeling enough, I'm not, all these I'm not enough, you know. And that's so common on the spiritual path. We compare ourselves to other people, and we want to be more of something, and the dolphins are really highlighting that that's not loving and it's not kind, and we're doing ourselves a disservice.
So this is Archie's intention in these sessions, and what I've been hearing from people who've been receiving them is that it's time for this whole way of being to simply stop and to be replaced by genuine loving kindness toward ourselves. At all moments, in all situations. And he used an analogy. He said, you were a flower, and your desire is to bloom. Your intention is to bloom. It's to totally show your beauty to the world. So So imagine you have a flower garden and you walk out and the bud is there and you're standing in front of the flower and saying, bloom, Diane.
Bloom faster.
Bloom faster, yes. Yes, we attempt to change ourselves by force. There is a very subtle kind of force that we think is the way to get ourselves to be more of what we want to be, of who we want to be. And we would never treat anybody else that way. But the way Archie put it was very, very profound. He said, you are attempting to create the new paradigm using the methods and tools of the old paradigm. You are attempting to reach the new way of being, but you're still operating from the old way of being, of judgment and criticism and duality, thinking that that will get you to the new way of being. And it's simply not possible. It simply doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to lead us all through an internal experience, bringing us into a place of self-love. This is a half-hour call today or interview today, so I think this is where we're going to stop as far as sharing what we have to share and what the dolphins have given us, their insights and their gifts and their desires for humanity to really, really focus on shifting this unloving paradigm. But before I do that, that's how I want to end the call. I'm going to end today's show with an internal experience. And before I do that, I want to give you just some additional information as to ways to contact us. We invite you to visit our website, dolphinheartworld.com. And if you're currently not receiving our monthly newsletter, I do encourage you to sign up for that. We spend a lot of time creating newsletters that are intended to bring the frequencies of dolphin love and joy into your email inbox every month. So they're really beautiful, and I encourage you to sign up for those. If you would like to come into deeper connection with the dolphins and your personal dolphin spirit guides, I have created a dolphin energy meditation CD that you can find out about on the website and order that. It's a very beautiful two meditations on that CD that you can just do in the comfort of your own home. And my book, Dolphin Love from Sea to Land, is a very, very profound way to learn more about the dolphins, who they are, the incredible gifts that they have to give to humanity and the planet. It talks about my physical in-water encounters with the dolphins, as well as my internal interdimensional journey with them and the dolphin consciousness, which is really what David and I are connected to in this work through Dolphin Heart World right now. And if you would like to go even deeper than that on your own healing journey and receive some of the support, really, really guided and focused support from the dolphins, David and I welcome you to contact us for a personal session. He offers his channeling sessions, the Journeys with Archie, and I offer dolphin energy sessions as well as personal journey sessions with Linda. So that information is also on our website. It would be a joy and an honor for us to facilitate a session for you. So, Luana, do you have anything to say before I lead us into this internal experience of self-love?
No, Linda, you guys are doing such an awesome job. Please continue.
Okay, thank you. All right, so I invite us all to close our eyes, to settle into a comfortable, relaxed receiving position, to bring our awareness to our beautiful bodies and to our breath. And the word that I'm hearing is natural. The dolphins are inviting us to surrender and let go, and to relax into our natural state. Receive a breath. See if you felt your body relax and let go with that suggestion. We're entering into our natural state. Breathe that in. What does that mean to you? What is your natural state? If you were a flower, what kind of flower would you be? So become that flower. But we're going to start at the very beginning of a flower's journey. We're going to start by being the seed that is so lovingly placed into the ground, into the rich, nourishing earth of planet Earth. And we're being covered up lovingly and gently. And as we're covered up, we enter into darkness. But we know that this is the necessary beginning of our journey of growth into the light. We begin in this womb-like state. Nestled in the earth of our beloved Mother Earth. We receive nourishment. The clouds drop rain upon the earth. And we drink the water that naturally comes. The sunshine warms the earth and stimulates movement inside of us, stimulates growth. The nourishment that we need to break through the shell of our seed to send up this first shoot of green life is contained within the seed. Everything that we need to begin to grow, everything that we need to unfold and become who we are meant to be in all our glory and beauty is contained within the seed. Springtime is here, that first green shoot has made its way through the ground and is breaking through the very first moment into the sunlight, into the light of day. That glorious sensation of light after that quiet, deep, yet potent experience in the darkness. The sunlight and the rain and the natural world that's all around us is entering into us, encouraging us to grow more in a natural way. It's a natural unfoldment. We simply receive all of the goodness that's around us. We take it into our being, and we continue to grow. We continue to flourish. We set out our first leaves along our stem, reaching out into the world around us even more, feeling, sensing with these newly created leaves that are a part of our divine blueprint. And it's another way in which we receive nourishment and love into us for our natural unfoldment. The bud of the flower that we are becoming begins to take shape. It's very closed and tight at first, but we continue to receive. We continue to be nourished. And then slowly, but surely, that bud begins to open. And the petals inside that bud, our color, our radiant color, begins to reveal itself in the world. And all of nature that's around us rejoices at this beautiful gift. This beautiful radiance that is now radiating its essence, its unique beauty in the world. Only this flower, only the flower that you are, is resonating these qualities, this essence. What a magical, magnificent thing that is. What a magical, magnificent being you are. And did you notice that while doing was happening, it wasn't being forced in any way. It was natural. There was a rhythm. There's a flow. We're being encouraged and invited by the dolphins to let go of all those ideas and voices inside of us, those patterns and programs that tell us who we should be. Let those go. Dive into yourself. Access your heart of hearts. Get in touch with who you uniquely are at the divine core essence of your being. And then give that essence permission to make its way to the surface of your awareness to find its unique expression, to find its way of unfolding to its beautiful radiance and fullness in the world. Nobody can tell you how to do it. Nobody can do it for you. There can be guides and assistance along the way. There will be mirrors along the way. But the impulse, the blueprint, is inside of you. So nourish that as you would a precious flower in a beautiful garden. Water it. Tend to it. beloved. Speak kindly to yourself. Your love for yourself is the love that most matters. When you have that, your flower will be impervious to drought, to tornado, to hurricane. You will be impervious to what the world throws at you, because you will have inner knowing and inner strength. That is the gift Dolphin wishes for you, and you're welcome to call upon them on your own or in concert with us at any time to support you along your beautiful journey of unfoldment. Let's all make the commitment to love ourselves as never before. And this world will truly be a beautiful place in which to live, grow, and thrive.
Thank you, Linda. That was, and the dolphins, that was wonderful.
I realize we went a little over on our time. I hope people won't mind.
No, that's okay. This is wonderful. Everything is just perfect.
All is well.
And like I said, you are free to, I'm sure the audience enjoys this program quite a lot. It's one of my popular once on Luana Morgan Radio, so I would love to have you all back again whenever you're available.
Beautiful.
I'm sure my audience would absolutely love it, and I would like to thank Linda and David for being
thank
on
you,
the
Luana.
Program and the dolphins and sending us all that love and joy and words of wisdom and Archie, and you know, just it's just a wonderful time, as you're saying, for us to live in love and abundance, and really, most importantly, self-love. I know that's an area that I have to work on, and most of us have spent time focusing on serving others in you know, things that we do, and sometimes we forget ourselves, and in order to really serve, we've got to be taking care of ourselves also.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
It's not even something to work on. It's simply something to remind yourself of and to hold inside of. There's so much. This was an opening of the book. But yes, this is what we wanted to do, is just to bring everyone's focus to, you know, while you're taking care of the world, start treating yourself with what you would wish for the world.
Excellent.
Well, thank you so much, Luana, for having us, and we will absolutely join you again when the timing is perfect.
Exactly, and thank you so much, David. I like the fact that you said it's opening the book, so Linda, we've got a couple of chapters to,
That's right.
At some point in time, and I just want the timing is right. So that's going
to
be fun.
Right. More to
okay.
come. Thank you, Luana. Yes. Thanks, everybody.
Okay,
blessings.
Everybody.
Thank you
so much.
And again, for anyone, I mean, obviously, we do have the replays available if you're interested in listening again. Feel free to. And until then, this is Luana Morgan, again, from Luana Morgan Radio, and it was a pleasure having everyone. Goodbye.